Sean for breakfast, Esperance's 747 Triple M. And this week we're celebrating the great women of our town because Friday is International Women's Day. We're celebrating the young and the old, phenomenal females out there. And I've got a very remarkable woman on the line. Basically, she went to Esperance Senior High School and last year she won a subject exhibition for human biology. She was the only regional student across WA to win this award. She joins from the line. Her name is Ruby Connor. Ruby, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm superb. Now, you've moved up to Perth for university. How's it all going?
Yeah, well, it's all right. I mean, I've been lost on campus a few times, but it's been really fun. I've met lots of new people and, yeah.
Obviously the next stage and very exciting for you.
Yeah.
Now, I do have a treat for you. Your former teacher, this is the man that actually got you through the year with your human biology, Mr. McCann, but I think we can call you Andy. Is that right, Andy?
Andy sounds good.
So get the dirt. What's the dirt on Ruby? What was she like as a student? And don't hold back here.
Ruby was great after about 9:30 in the morning. She was a little bit of a slow starter. She would often come in a little bit later than everyone else. Once she got warmed up, she was exceptional all the way, really.
It's an amazing feat, the only regional student in WA. Were you proud when you heard the news?
Absolutely.
Were you surprised?
Very surprised.
That's not very nice.
Thank you.
Well, these awards don't come along very often. I guess in the back of my mind, I knew that Ruby was going to place very high. She came in and had a look at the exam a couple of weeks after she sat the exam, and we went through some of the answers. And when we'd finished going through the exam, she said, yeah, I can see maybe where I got one or two questions wrong. And I said, which section, the first section, the second section, or the third section? And she said, no, the whole paper. So she was pretty confident that she'd done very well in the paper.
Were you confident, Ruby, or were there some nerves going into that day where you get your ATAR results back?
Well, I was pretty confident with my human biology mark. I think that was the one that I thought I was going to do the best in. Because the night before the exam, I wasn't cramming. And for all of the other exams, I had been cramming the night before. I was just reading my notes and going, oh, I already know all this stuff. I had no idea that my score was going to be that high. I was expecting maybe like a low 99, even like if I was lucky. So when I saw the 0.6, I was like, wow.
Let's talk a little bit more about that cramming and maybe turn it on its head and talk about what attributes do you think, obviously you scored very well in human bio, what makes a good ATAR score? What do you have to put into it for those year 11s, even year 7s to year 12s that are going into ATAR eventually?
I had a really good memory, so I got a lot out of the study that I did. And especially I had lots of extra books. I had like all the study guides and like books with past exam questions. They were so helpful. And because the answers in the back of the books, the questions, they kind of show you like exactly what you need to say succinctly. Yeah,
and
it's really helpful.
Sean for breakfast catch up on Triple M.
What really made the difference for Ruby, I think, was her passion for learning, but also the way she developed as a student over year 11 and year 12. She was a very different student in the end of year 12 compared to the beginning of year 11. And you know,
do you want to build on that point, or in what way? Just more motivation, or?
Well, yeah, I think in year 11 we were looking more at a sort of 10 o'clock start rather than a 9 o'clock start. But that's what we want to see in students. We want to see not obviously students that are slow starters in the morning, but students that learn over the course of year 11 and year 12. They grow as a person. They learn from all of their teachers. They learn different approaches to different subjects. But above everything else, it's that passion for learning and that drive and that want to achieve. And it doesn't matter whether you're an ATAR student or any other student, no matter what class you've got, if you've got a drive to learn and a drive to be the best possible version of yourself, then you're always going to improve. And Ruby really, I think, was striving to be the best version of herself that she could be at the end of year 12.
I hope you're gushing, Ruby, because I'm always gushing for you. I want to talk a little bit now about Esperance Senior High School. So been around for a very, very long time, and for a lot of that time was the only high school. So in a way, kind of had a monopoly on the market. But it means that I think but it doesn't often get the accolades or the recognition that it deserves.
Yeah, great.
great. Yeah.
The high school, being a big country high school, is a great place to teach, and it's a great place to teach because we get the broad spectrum of students from a broad spectrum of families. At Esperance Senior High School, we're very broad in our focus. We produce top vocational education students. We had Tate Batola in 2016, I think, who won the Beasley Medal and was the top.
Amazing achievement.
It's massive, and achievements like that are noticed statewide. But really, it's the product of a number of years of development and professionalism and drive from all of the teachers across the school.
Yeah, and if you are a teacher, you can be very proud at Esperance Senior High School. I know they do a great job. I've heard good things. Before we go, Ruby, you've got one last chance. You've left school now. You can say anything about your former teacher, Mr. McCann. Go ahead. Pot out. Be ruthless. Because we can hang up and never have anything to do with it again.
I don't know. I've
been speaking with Ruby Connor. She's won the subject exhibition for human biology, the only regional student in the state to do so, and she's from a little town in Esperance. Now she's studying in Perth, going on to bigger and better things. Well, no, not at all. Just going to the next stage of her life. I've also been speaking to her former teacher, Andy McCann. Guys, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you very much for having us.
Yeah, thank you for having us.